Folks, before we jump into today's highlights, I just have to ask you, do you want to put 50 years of baseball history in your pocket? I know what you're thinking, it's not going to fit, but it really will because it's all in audio format. These are lost pieces of baseball history told to you from baseball cathedrals. They're told to you by icons of the game, from Red Barber, Ernie Howell, to Harry Carey. I get goosebumps personally listening to these games and even thinking about the interviews and what these players are going to share with me. I know what you're thinking. Is this AI? Are there bots? Is there some magic potion here that are making these things appear? And I'm telling you, they're not. These games are real. They were done by real people at that specific moment in time. All the iconic moments, the interviews, none of it's reproduced, none of it's AI. It's all real, but done, again, by real people. If you want to check them out, there's a free intro offer. Jump on over to vintagebaseballreflections.com. And there's over 2,500 audio clips and games for you to put in your pocket, take on walks with you, hang around the fireplace and listen, put them on the porch, invite some friends over. However you want to listen, you're going to be able to listen to these amazing moments in baseball history. Use this coupon this day for a special gift at the checkout. Welcome to the Daily Rewind. My name's Tom Hannon, and today's classic baseball moment features San Francisco Giants versus the Montreal Expos on May 10th, 1981 at Olympic Stadium. Montreal Expos right-hander Charlie Lee pitches the first no-hitter in the history of Olympic Stadium. Lee, the first French-born pitcher to hurl a no-hitter as well. He fans 8, walks 4 in the second game of a doubleheader. The Expos beat the Giants 4-0. Now, in this game, Ed Whitson was pitching a heck of a game, too. He had only given up 2 hits through the first 6 innings, and the Expos finally broke through in the 7th inning, and Tim Wallach hit a 2-run home run to break up the scoring. So, you know, this was a heck of a game being pitched. And in 2010, Lee was asked what he remembered about the final out of the game, and he said it ended with the fly ball off the bat of Giants first baseman Enes Cabell. Now, Cabell had been traded from the Astros to the Giants on December 8th of the offseason. And Lee said it was a slider a little bit away from him. He went on to say, I don't know if it was up or down, but he hit it off the end of the bat. It was a little lazy fly ball to center field, and Andre Dawson really didn't have to move much out of his tracks. Andre was a fairly emotionless guy, but when he caught it, he immediately threw up his arms in the air and started jumping up and down. Me seeing his emotion, it was really something special. Now, in the history of the Expos, there was only 3 pitchers to throw no-hitters. Bill Stoneman did it twice in 69 and 72. Actually, Stoneman did it in their, don't quote me on this, but I believe it was like the 10th or 12th game of the inception. And then Dennis Martinez pitched a perfect game in 1991. So he was in pretty elite category of the now non-existent Expos, which is so unfortunate. They were one of my favorite teams growing up. I loved the Expos. So I'm going to bring you the end of the game so that you can listen to a little bit of the announcer, and actually you can hear the call of the final 3 outs of the game. So that's always a cool thing to kind of relive those moments.
May 10th, the 26,000 fans who turned out at the stadium got more than they bargained for, and quite a show. Aided by an enthusiastic crowd and a supportive defense, Charlie Lee methodically retired Giant batters for 8 innings without a hit. As the 9th inning got underway, a nervous feeling of electricity filled the stadium. Were the fans going to be presented with a gift of baseball history? The leadoff batter was retired, and 2 outs separated Charlie Lee from baseball immortality.
Wow, 3-2 the count on Bill North. The wind and the pitch.
Strike 3 called.
Here's the windup, the pitch. A swing and a fly ball to center. Dawson is under it. He's got it. Charlie Lee has pitched a no-hit, no-run ball game. The Expos are all on the field to congratulate Charlie Lee.
Charlie Lee joined Bill Stoneman as the only Montreal pitchers to ever throw no-hitters. Lee also became the first pitcher to throw a no-hitter at Olympic Stadium.
And until next time, we'll see you at the ballpark.